Listen very carefully. We're going to deal with prophetic and apostolic projection and objection in ministry. Prophetic and apostolic projection, setting up the future, how it's going to be, and objection. In other words, there's some things we're going to have to oppose in order to let the prophetic and the apostolic flow in ministry. So three words that I want you to record and look at. One is impact. There must be a greater impact by ministry. If we go in twofold aspect to bring the fivefold out. Impact. So the first one is impart. Impartation. Second one is impact. And the third one is influence. And we're talking about divine impartation, divine impact, divine influences. Ministering in a certain way and knowing why. We'll pick that up in this lesson today. Clearing the people's eyes and ears and heart to function better in the spirit. Now, here's one of the reasons we've got to do this. The environment and culture in which we are called a minister is rapidly changing. You know that, I know that. It's rapidly changing. But with the right projection, the right objection, prophetically and apostolically, it will not bother your ministry at all. It's in this changing environment that a new dimension of leadership is desperately needed. Let's go over those two. The environment and culture in which we are called to minister is rapidly changing. Well, we understand that. I'm about to take Darrow over. And I want you, whatever city you in, take it over. Take it over in the spirit world, in your prayer time. Expect them angels over that city where you are. And just begin to take it flat foot, take it over, apostolically and prophetically. Secondly, I said, is in this changing environment that a new dimension, see that word dimension, a new dimension of leadership is desperately needed. And that's what we're calling for now on this impartation call. Listen to what it needs. It needs a leadership that cannot be dominated and fashioned by the environment. It needs a leadership that cannot be dominated and fashioned by the environment. You got that? The men and women must not be product of their environment, but vessels made and fashioned by God's grace and power. I'm going to go over those four because they're so important, because they're making impartation of projection and objection. There had to be objection there, and there had to be an anointing that is able to cover it. The environment and culture in which we are called to minister is rapidly changing. It is in this changing environment that a new dimension of leadership is desperately needed. It needs a leadership that cannot be dominated and fashioned by the environment. You as men and women must not be the product of that environment, but vessels made and fashioned by God's grace and power. Now here's how we're going to do this. These emerging leadership we're talking about are renewed with kingdom thought pattern. Kingdom thought pattern. In other words, God revealing his kingdom through your thought pattern. So I want you to remember the time when you're ministering, or when you're impartating, when you're laying hand on somebody, you have to have a kingdom thought pattern. Their kingdom concept and values are their source of strength for daily living. You know, the Bible said, let's seek first the kingdom of God. He's writing all these things. But we have to recognize we're working from a kingdom that rules everything, a kingdom, a superior kingdom. And we bring in all the fivefold ministry gifts in divine order. Now, I know your ministry has been successful, but this divine order, when you're talking about locking all five E's back in Ephesians 4, 11 through 16, it's going to be more powerful. And you're going to make projection and objection, some things you're going to have to oppose, but you're going to have the wisdom of God to oppose it rightfully. Their kingdom concept, the kingdom concept and value will be your source of strength for daily living. Now, a lot of things will be going on, so we want to put a footnote on this and plug it up. For this reason, they are not manipulated by man, nor do they become paralyzed by fear of failure or defeat. In other words, our ministry is operating in the apostolic, operating in the prophetic, will not be afraid of no one or nothing, because we're standing in the divine plan of God. Your anointing will increase, your wisdom will increase, your understanding will increase, your ability to impart will increase, your ability to preach will increase, your ability to teach will increase. We're going to see more manifestation, more of miracles, more signs, and more oneness in our ministry. We got to come forth, because the whole world is depending on how we come out. So we want no manipulation. Let me read this to you. For this reason, we will not be manipulated by man, no, become paralyzed by fear of failure or defeat. Now, I never had no problem with fear, failure, or defeat in my whole time of ministry. All you stay in the will of God, you're going to be fine. Now, when we talk about this type of leadership, it draws spiritual resources from heaven and live by God's grace. What is that? Mm-hmm. It draws spiritual resources mm-hmm. from heaven and live by God's grace. Watch now. Break in the limitations mm-hmm. of their own inadequacies and weaknesses. Now, you know, Romans 8:26-28 is a good lesson. It start off with infirmity, end up with all things work together for good. So you got to know what's between now. See? Start out with infirmity, it go to the mind of the spirit, then it go to the will of God, it go to the love you have for God, it go to the calling, God calling, go to God's purpose. Then it says when you got all that in place, well, praying in the spirit is the thing that bring praise. All things work together for good. So let me give you that again. This type of leadership draws spiritual resources from heaven, number one. Live by God's grace, number two. Number three, breaking the limitation of their own inadequacies and weaknesses. I must go over that again. I want everybody listening. This, and help me, Holy Spirit. This type of leadership we're talking about draws spiritual resources from heaven, number one, mm-hmm. and live by grace, God's grace, number two. Breaking the limitations mm-hmm. of their own inadequacies yeah. and weaknesses. Mm-hmm. See, I want you to have that. And so this type of leadership, this style of leadership, centers on the prophetic, apostolic, and pastor. I include the pastor because I want pastor to hear what I'm about to say here. They are prophetic in perspective and in purpose. So they're seeing things ahead of time, knowing what's going on. The presidential race and all these other governmental race and this senator's representative, God is not dependent on them per se. We got to pray and vote right. But God is dependent on the church. The church got to take her place in power.
Mm-hmm.
They are apostolic in teaching, function, and in church government. You see that? See what we're going to do. Church government is going to change. Then we talk about their pastoral, and they're dealing with the needs of men and in their compassion for the souls of men. They are evangelistic. Let me go it again. They're prophetic in perspective and in purpose. Strong. They are apostolic in teaching, function, and in church government. Strong. They are pastoral in their dealing with the needs of men. You notice that? And in their compassion for the souls of men, you notice that? They are evangelistic. We're working on that. I think all of you are on the app that the Holy Ghost gave us some years ago. Your churches should be on the app. Churches should have an app. We should be working on this thing. Because that was a revelation of God there about winning them souls. Yep. We got 45,000 of them.
45,000?
Yeah, that's a subject. Now, what's the reason for the paradigm shift in leadership? What is the reason we need it? First of all, we need Jesus, the forerunner, the leader. Secondly, we have not walked this way before.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This is what happened in the future. The future is evolving so quickly, that it will take a perspective leadership to keep abreast with its changes and find an apostolic strategy to be effective in it. Apostolic strategy. May the Holy Spirit begin to reveal and expose apostolic and prophetic strategies to every minister under the sound of my voice. Now, no matter what come up, one thing is certain. God has been there in the future, and he knows what it will be like. There ain't nothing new coming up. Those who know him and walk with him are qualified to lead this generation. In other words, our contact, our walk with God, as we open it now to a full construction of leadership and the projection, we're going to project some things and we're going to object some things and it will fall in place in the spirit. But remember this, I say this to you, it sounds simple, but it's real important. We need to be guided in the battle. The heat of the battle is intensifying. Just like when you get off with the talk about homosexuality and they talk about lesbianism. They talk about men being women and women being men. And then they won't say, we don't love people because we objected. I hate it. And I objected in the name of Jesus. So if you're in the pathway of it, a little hate gonna hit you. But you should. I'm trying to get you delivered. I'm trying to get you set free. I ain't gonna let you victimize me. With Romans chapter 1, is so clear about this. You need an interpretation. So the heat of the battle is intensifying. The demonic onslaught of the Christian church are getting more pronounced. I'm telling you, my brothers. Sons and daughters, I'm telling you, if they don't recognize the anointing, recognize the powerful measure gift, they're not going to make it. We need a strong leadership that is able to stand in the heat of the battle, to wage a good warfare of faith. Here's another thing I've done over the years. We need to learn how to build in the spirit, build, and effectively pull down the stronghold of the enemy. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, we know that. Well, in our warfare, not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of the stronghold. We need to learn how to build in the spirit, praying in the spirit. Jude 20. 1 Corinthians 14:2. Building in the spirit and effectively pulling down the stronghold of the enemy. Now, in my ministry, I don't have a whole lot of problems with stronghold of the enemy, but I'm tearing them down every time I stand up, tearing them down every time I get on my knee. Another thing, we need the power to discern demonic activity. Because what happens, Satan is slipping in the church with dancing, with music, with all kinds of stuff. Not all of it wrong, don't get me wrong. But we got to make sure that we don't have no performers going on blocking the power of the Holy Spirit. So we need the power to discern demonic activity. Not that the people are bad, but as watchmen, we got to watch over them to see exactly what's going on. Now, you know, I'm in a position now, I don't know how long, I just got music playing and people singing. I think it's the apostolic correction coming, apostolic direction coming to get the church out of this rat race in choirs and different, supposed to be getting the sanctuary ready for the word of God. The wave of deception, manipulation, and witchcraft has already infiltrated the church life and government. Let me read that again. That's why we need the power to discern demonic activity. Because Satan always, well, let me tell you what Satan's secret, blending. He won't come with no fault. No, he'll come with a nice suit on, night dress, or robe. He just won't blend in. So we as leaders have to decide, is this real, is this God, or is this Satan? The wave, let's go over this again. The wave of number one, deception. Number two, manipulation. Number three, witchcraft, have already infiltrated the church life. And church life and government. Church split, liberalism, and disunity have been taken away the spiritual strength of many churches. The rising of men and women who refuse to change and who will resist any change in the church. Now, I got a lot of my members on the line right now. I don't put up with that. I mean, if the Lord tells me to do something, we're going to do it. They know it. I have a lot of people who cooperate with me in this facet because they don't know what I'm going to do, when I'm going to do it, and the reason they don't know is I don't know. So we need the rising of men and women who refuse to change and who will resist any change in the church. We need to know, we need to understand those people. We need to be able to deal with them. It's an important issue. Now, the resistors want to stay with religion, stay with the same old thing. The resistors are not allowing the church to move in the prophetic and the apostolic dimension, which God is releasing and restoring to that. Let me read that to you again. These resistors are not allowing the church to move into the prophetic and apostolic dimensions, which God is releasing and restoring today. They won't say it. It's the same old thing. We need to stand up in righteousness. We all know that. The time we're living in is a serious time of separation and judgment. Those two words. separating you. Don't be afraid to separate. And then God is bringing a time of repentance and cleansing within his temple. You know, I talked to you about that. I talked to pastors. I talked to you all about clean living. It's so important to live a clean life, because by living a clean life, Satan can't come in. So make sure that you need help, check with your MVB. Make sure you got your head on the right side. Malachi 3, talking about purifying the sons of Levi. The spiritual leadership who will bear the Ark of the Covenant and will minister unto him. See, purifying. Purification is very important. Church, you forgot about that, living a holy life. But the apostolic bring us back to it. Hold us accountable. I hold everybody in the SCMA. I hold you accountable. Pastors, y'all pastor churches, some of y'all preach it out. You're not pastor, but I'm holding you accountable. So some people not going to make it. Why? There's a cleansing and a subsequent separation that is coming within the church. They're not going to be able to make it, because they're not going to be able to stand you moving from a pastor to an apostle anointing. You're going to make demand. You ain't going to have no meeting. See, we would have too many meetings. You ain't going to have no meeting. You ain't going to have no voting. You're just going to decree what's going to be done. You understand that? Those who have been proven, listen now, this is what I want you to hear, will be promoted.
Mm-hmm.
Those who have been proven will be promoted. We got it going on all the time right now in the LTMA. I got some of my sons that catch it on. One of my sons said, I'm coming out of this bed. And he starts sawing like a wild man. That's the only way we're going to get out. And no prayer, you pray, you teach money coming, that's the way you got to function. Those who are prepared and ready for entering into this new dimension of his power and his grace. Long and long.
Mm-hmm.
25 minutes. All right. Now, listen to this statement. We need to prepare for God's invasion. A new wave of supernatural power is soon going to be seen manifested in the church. We need to prepare for God's invasion. So I'm saying to God, invade LTMA. Invade every minister, and every ministry under the voice of this impartation. In the name of Jesus, invade the cities where these churches are with new power,
mm-hmm,
and new glory and new revelation. Invade us with wisdom. Invade us with understanding. Invade us with a deeper love for the people, but yet tell them the truth. Power of God be released through the revelation and power gifts in the most unprecedented way. Supernatural signs, listen,
mm-hmm,
and wonders are going to break forth in the life of the congregation. Expect a change. A new dimension of spiritual phenomena breaking into the experiences of the church. Hallelujah. Moving from coast to coast, from city to city, from state to state, with new power, new adventure, new wisdom, new understanding, new preaching, new teaching, new prophesying. O Catale Mentele Mocosi Ete, Rama Mocosi Ete, Some things will be shut down. Some things will be rebuilt. Some things will come up brand new, says the Lord. Prepare yourself for adventures that you have never seen before, to be used ways you've never been used before. But this is our power. This is our change. Be ready for it, says the Lord. A new dimension of spiritual phenomena breaking into the experiences of the church. Listen now. It will be more than just physical manifestation, heightened anointing of the consciousness and conviction of sin. It will be an awesome manifestation of God present in his people and in his church gathering. Hmm. As well. That's what I've been looking for right there.
Mm-hmm.
It will be an awesome manifestation of God's presence in his people and in church gathering. They're not going to get there unless we bring them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this relationship is all about. It's what all this years of experience is all about. The leadership must be able to handle the changing the world environment. See, you can sit back and say, oh, I'm doing right, I'm going to do just like this. No, you got to be open to the Holy Ghost. Open to the Holy Ghost. Learn to face the reality of the vicious spiritual battle that's already raging against the church. We know that. Some of y'all probably tell it better than me. Rise above the spirit of control, manipulation, witchcraft, which are rising within the church to cripple its forward momentum. See, so you're going to have to be anointed. Be separated to fulfill a high calling of your ministry. Be found faithful in little will be set in charge of many things. You'll be found, obviously, you'll be faithful in the future. You rule with having a governmental anointing released upon them, all the members wearing that same anointing. So those things, we talk about projection, prophetic and apostolic projection and objection. We talk about importation, impact, and influence. Now, go over these things. Don't have to give you no goosebumps. I'm trying to get my roof over. It's going to give you a good flow to know how to deal with situations, to be able to see things in your church, see things in your ministry, and know how to make the changes. Father, we thank you for this impartation. I won't go much further and many more things to say, but it's so impact that I don't want to go into a large, long time with it. Just give us enough to feed on. We can go over this, make sure it makes an impact on our lives. I bless every person under the sound of my voice right now that the impact of the apostolic and the prophetic is on their lives. In Jesus' name, amen.